Hi.
Welcome to
I Have a Strange Story podcast.
Man, the other beginning was so much cuter. Anyways, this is a podcast where two sisters, they talk about just strange and paranormal stuff. You know, we used to say stories and I changed it because like we just talk about stuff.
We do. We talk about that kind of stuff. And this is our third attempt to do this show.
Oh my God. And we're not even live. It's just at home. I'm doing the ceremonial shifting of my microphone. So if y'all heard it, that's all that was happening.
It would not be I Have a Strange Story podcast episode without a ceremonial moving of the mic.
You know what's going to make it even worse? Everyone's going to be, not everyone, but so like we've had a hard time getting started. Mm-hmm. And I just realized that now it's getting dark because we talked for quite a while ahead of time and I don't have my lamp plugged in. So now I need to plug in my lamp because I'm not going to be able to see like anything.
Let's just pause this or like,
no, keep going. Well, I'll just cut it. I've upset the masses. Everyone is upset that I fucking exist in this household. Everybody gets so fucking burnt out of shape if I do anything. Do you have any announcements today? I have two.
I want to announce that my two
Proceed.
Favorite people...
Oh.
My two favorite people, Jolene and Marissa May, bought t-shirts from my Etsy shop, and I really appreciate that.
Oh, that's
super
cool, dude.
That means so much to me. I know. Like, it was very thoughtful and sweet. Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's a good group of gals.
Yeah, and if you want a shout out, all it takes is it buying a t-shirt. So, Bright Star Visions, the Etsy shop. They'll get you a cat cult t-shirt.
Yeah. With the meow meow on it. Oh.
Meow meow. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a shirt that talks about meow meows or says something like cat cult meow?
Ooh, I should
join
do that.
The cat cult meow.
Meow. Right meow.
Yeah, right meow.
I love it.
Yeah. Trademark. Let me see here.
Trademark.
I know that you have one other announcement.
I forgot what it was.
Well, I will do the honor of announcing it.
Okay.
That I have done hard work over the past 39 years, and it's finally paid off because Rebecca now is a proud member of the reality TV watching club, I guess.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Oh, wow. It's good to be here. You know, like, I'll be honest. I dabbled in this whenever I was younger. Like, I loved the real world. I loved Road Rules. And
yeah. Remember Road Rules versus Real World?
Yeah, dude. I fucking love that shit.
It was really good.
And so, like, but then I got, like, really smart. And just and just decided that documentaries were the only thing now because I'm very intelligent. But then like, okay, watching reality TV makes you intelligent in a different way. And I don't know if it's intelligence or not, but like you can just tell by people's behavior, like you can see how they've been raised. And you can see, like, red flags.
Yeah, and you can see so much sadness and anger.
Yeah.
It is fucking crazy. Look, I just went ahead. I was like, let me just butt in here.
But I've been watching Love is Blind, and I finished it. Like, I got through it in just a few, like, maybe 2 days. And it was so fascinating. It was season 4. And it's where people, you know, don't get to see each other. They get to meet each other for like a week. And get to know each other based on their personalities and like be really vulnerable. And then uh-huh. you get, if only if you propose to them, do you get to meet them. Okay. So like, this is a really interesting show on yeah. so many different levels and like what these yeah. people are actually like put through. And oh, it's really interesting. Thank you. I am so happy to be here. So
you're on your way to the Kardashians. All right. That's like the ultimate mega. That's when you know you're a fan.
Oh, wow.
I think. Yeah. yeah. Mm. I love all of them, dude. I'm yes. currently watching old Real World.
Oh.
And cool. I started. Yeah. I'm watching the Austin one, you know, because mm-hmm. I live in Austin. Of course. So been a fun trip. It's very interesting to go back and watch them too. Mm-hmm. The memories, because we grew up watching a lot of these.
Yeah, we did.
That's where mine started. There was I lost my internet for like 48 hours last week. It was awful, everybody. That's it was terrible. Just awful. But I was like, it was a Friday night too, and I was like, what am I supposed to do? Mm-hmm. So I broke out my DVDs.
Yeah.
And I found I had this one DVD, and I think that this is where my love of like what people would say trash TV, it uh-huh. started with Lifetime. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you grew up our age watching Lifetime. Yeah. Oh my God. And so one year there's this girl I used to be friends with, but we are not friends anymore, but we both loved Lifetime. And there was one movie we bonded over that had Shannen Doherty in it. Mm-hmm. And it's where it was like Friends Till Death or Friends Till the End. And it's where it's basically like single white female where this other girl tries to kill another girl and take over her life and ruin her life or whatever.
Yeah.
But I have like a bootleg copy of it. And so I got to watch that and I was like, it's been a great night. I was like, this is amazing. It's like the best night ever. And then I have another bootleg one with Fred Savage and, Candace Cameron, is that her name? Mm-hmm. That evil yeah. bitch. Oh, I probably shouldn't say that stuff. I'm sorry, I really don't know where that came from.
It's because we're talking together, I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Oh, jeez. I'm not that way anymore. But where Fred Savage beats her and they're in high school. And the mom is like concerned because her daughter's getting beat. But I think he ends up killing her. I'll have to watch that tonight. Wait. It'll be a party night. Yeah.
Woo. What are you doing on a Friday night? Watching Lifetime.
Hell yeah, dude. It's every girl's dream. I also have a pink blanket over me. I'm drinking orange juice with vodka.
I love it.
Isn't it so delightful?
So delightful.
And so, nobody's bothering me. yeah, it's a great announcement. I'm really happy. I'm excited about where this is going to take you next. I recommend Married at First Sight as well.
Okay.
That one is a trip. You get married at first sight.
Okay.
You don't even know the person's name. You don't see them until you walk down the aisle.
Holy fuck. What a
weird It just wouldn't experiment. Work for me. I mean, I have to be attracted to the person.
No, I think that's
And
true.
I'm weird. Yeah, mm-hmm. but I'm weird about it. Like, I have to know the person. And if I don't know them, they could be a model that everybody thinks, that everybody agrees is good looking. And I'll be like, I don't know. He farted in his sleep. I don't know. He ate ice cream after he worked out.
I don't know. He picked up a blanket with his butt cheeks. I will never forget that. Never.
Do you want to tell the story?
Lindsay sends me a video of like, should I tell him who it is?
Oh, it was my ex from I don't know how many years ago. Like, I don't know how many years ago this happened, but it was my ex.
Yeah, and like he... I think she was videoing her dog and it was close and like it was on her ex and like he's like stop it. And he gets up and he has a blanket that he's clenched between his butt cheeks and it's coming up to him. Oh my God. You like go fucking viral, Lindsay. You would be so famous.
Fuck. I don't think I have it anymore, dude.
I still look for it.
Oh shit.
I will look for it with you. It's out
did
there.
Did I send it to you? Was I like, look at this idiot? Like, did I point out what happened?
You didn't say anything. You just sent it to me.
I like, think fuck yeah. Your response was the blanket, or his ass was eating the blanket. I don't know, dude. It's really weird because if somebody else sent me that video,
yeah,
like, or whatever, I don't know if I would laugh as hard about it with anybody else than I would with you, because something about us, we are just such assholes when we get together.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, should we get started with our show?
I guess.
Bless everybody's heart who's here for like a weird time. Like, you've just heard us like trying to tell stories in between laughing. What the fuck is happening, dude?
Woo, we're just vibing, man. Just vibing.
I should have been on Real World, man. I should have fucking tried out for it.
You can do it.
I'm too old, dude.
Oh yeah, you can't.
Everybody thinks I'm young. I'm curious if I could fake my age.
Can try.
All right. That's my plan. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I had another announcement. I went I visited Philadelphia and it was my first like big girl trip alone. Yeah, it was amazing.
That's so cool.
It was so much fun. I had the best tour guide and I met like the best people, and it is so like rich in history and like so beautiful, and like just everywhere you go, like I was basically dad the whole time, just by the way. I was like, that statue there, the hoof that's up, well, that means they were injured in battle. Like, I was doing that shit, and I was like, oh, those flowers, those are Dutch flowers representing the Dutch people. Like, aww. I ended up being a tour guide myself. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me, but it was a really great time. Philadelphia is beautiful, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so cool. I'm so glad you got to go. I bet that was a dream come true.
It was super cool. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Okay, so today I'm going to be talking about children who remember their past lives. And I actually have a story about a kid who remembered his past life. But I'm going to clarify a few things before we get started. Are you ready? Okay.
Burr, 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 burr.
All right, so I'm not talking about reincarnation. Those are two different things. Just by the way, I'm just talking about kids who remember their past lives, but I'm not alleging it's reincarnation. There's like religious undertones to that, and that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And also, I think I talked a little bit about this, that believing that your personality lives beyond your death is usually rooted in religious practices, and you see it more not in the West. Mm-hmm. Because the majority of the West is like heavily embedded with Christianity, and we don't believe in life after death or any of those types of things. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the stories that we get about children who believe in, or children who remember their past lives, it's usually of like Asian descent or something along those regards. Mm-hmm. Okay. So one of the first things I want to explain. So the story that I'm going to tell is from India. So to clarify a few things, and in case people don't know, there's a caste system in India, which is a social classification of people. Historically, it was used basically to honor Christians that were in that area, that they would be selected and given like better jobs, government jobs, those types of things, to people that were in the higher caste system. Mm-hmm. And the caste system was established by the British when the British were occupying the area. And now there's been laws and everything to help reduce the poor treatment of people who are lower in caste, I suppose. But it still exists. So I'm not an expert. I don't know that much. I just wanted to give kind of a general explanation that in India, that if you're born in a certain caste, you stay in that caste. Like, your family typically doesn't get out of it. And it's very much honored by a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So I just wanted to clarify that first. So this story is about a young boy named, and I'm not going to do a great job with this name. His name is Gopal Gada, and he's from Delhi, India. Is that how you say it? Delhi?
I don't know.
I think it is. Okay. So when he was 2 years old, it was in 1956, he was born to a lower middle class family that had very little education, and they were lower in the caste system. So they had a guest come over, and the guest was drinking a glass of water. And whenever he was done with it, his dad asked him to pick up the glass and go put it away. And the 2-year-old little boy was like, "No, I'm not going to touch that." And then he announced that he was in another caste system that was above their current caste system. And then he threw a temper tantrum and he broke the glass and like refused to touch it. And the parents were like really confused about what was going on. And so they asked him like, why was he acting this way? Like, they wanted an explanation for his behavior, which is pretty cool, 'cause he's two. And so the 2-year-old was like, I remember my past life. He was like, I'm in a different caste system than you guys are. He was like, you just don't understand. And he was like, I lived in this other city, and the city was like 160 miles south of where they're currently living. And he was like, I owned this business, and he listed the name of the business. And he explained that he had a very large house that had servants. He had a wife, he had two brothers, and he'd actually gotten into a dispute with one of his brothers, and he killed his brother. And it was explained that it was a dispute over money. So he and his wife had a lot of money, but one of his brothers, needed money that he couldn't give him. And so he kept going to his wife asking for the money and wanting to borrow it. And, they had a dispute over it and he killed him. And so then the little boy said, because of my caste system, I don't touch utensils that somebody of your lower caste system would touch. He was like, so I just can't do this. that was his explanation for it. And to give background, like, the family had no connections to the city that he was discussing, but they took note of what he said, the business and all that stuff. So the mother was like really put off by this. She didn't like it. And the father didn't really care. But the kid kept talking about it, and they didn't encourage him or discourage him. They just kind of let him be. But eventually they had to address his behavior. He wouldn't clean or do any of those things. So he kept talking about it, and there was a family friend over, and the family friend listened to what he said about the dispute between the brothers and the killing. And he was like, you know, I think I've heard about this story. And like explained that it sounded familiar. So when we first met him when he was two, it was 1956. So fast forward to 1964. Mm-hmm. The family went to the actual city that this kid said he remembered living in. And they found the specific business that he listed that he owned. And so the father went in to the store and talked to the manager, and he brought up the alleged like killing and all that stuff. And keep in mind that in this culture, the idea of reincarnation is way more accepted than it is in our culture. Mm-hmm. So somebody stopping in and being like, hey, my kid thinks he remembers this past life, it wouldn't be as jarring to them to hear.
Right.
So he walked in, he's asking him, he's telling him about this. And the other person in the store is kind of stunned because he shared additional information, and the reason behind the killing hadn't been publicized. So the manager went back and told the actual family about this kid, and the family was interested. So the family went and visited the little boy, and the little boy recognized some of the people, and he was able to say their names. And he was able to share more facts and stories with them. And the family was actually convinced that it was the guy. Yeah, he gave the reason behind the dispute that led to the shooting of his brother. Okay, so this was investigated. The investigation for this started in 1965 and it ended in 1969. So when they originally found out that the family was in that city and that it was very possible that he had a lot of details. That was in 1964. So this was investigated a year after that. Mm-hmm. And then in 1974, the kid still talked about remembering his past life, but that he had to get over the caste system issue, that it still bothered him because he really believed he was in a different caste.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
That's so interesting.
Okay, so that's my story. That was the kid, and that's what happened. Mm-hmm. What's interesting is that I actually got this from the book that I read and almost finished, because I fucking hate reading. I'm just going to be honest. I've never not been honest about that. I just fucking hate reading. But there's several stories from kids like that where they remember all these details. And I'm not a parent. I don't know what's best. But one thing the book talks about is if your kid talks about a past life, maybe you should just let them do it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times what happens is the kids get in trouble. They get in trouble because sometimes they'll talk about, like, some kids will be like, I really liked my other mom better than you. and the parents get upset, and I understand that's hard, but like some of the stories I read, the kids would get like spanked for talking about their past life. Yeah. Like they would get in big trouble. And so they quit talking about it and then they forget. And they're told it's made up and that it's lies. And like, I'm not convinced that I know that it's made up or lies. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, going back to my fucking favorite Harry Potter, like just because it happens in your head doesn't mean it's not real. Yeah. I think I get the quote like wrong every time, but you get the gist.
You get the point, like, right.
You know what I mean.
Understood completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like how could he have made any of that up at two?
Yeah. At 2 years old... Yeah, that's so cool.
I know.
Like that was such an amazing story.
Dude, there's a ton of stories like it. Mm-hmm. There's the research that was done for the book was like, well, they just gathered different research as much as they could and they did their own. Mm-hmm. But they studied 2,500 cases of children remembering shit that detailed.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's really telling to, like, I don't know, it depends on your spiritual belief and what you're willing to accept. But, like, we treat kids and children like they don't know anything, and to some degree that they don't, but we can teach them that. But, like, they also can come with a knowledge that we can learn so much from them. So, like, yeah. If we just let them be themselves and just let them, you know, feel however, you know, they need to and help them with that, like, we can learn so much from them. And I think everybody can accept that kids have this connection, this deep connection to spirituality at a really young age. But, like, but it seems like that's just so common, but then we're like, but we're not going to believe them whenever they start talking about shit like this.
Yeah. The majority of the parents shut the kids down. Mm-hmm. Like there wasn't one story where the parents were engaged and like wanted to know more. The majority of it, the parents were fearful and they reacted out of fear, or ego. Their ego got involved a lot of times whenever the kids expressed liking the other mother better or the, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. They would get in big trouble for that. It is sad. I mean, cause it's kind of this thing of like children should be seen and not heard. Mm-hmm. Like why the fuck wouldn't you listen to his fucking story? Just leave the fuck kid alone. Shit. Like,
for real.
Like what if he just has an imagination and maybe you need to reflect, maybe you need to be a better fucking mom. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
well, I'm not a mom, so I don't understand what that's like. So I apologize. Oh, yeah, well, yeah. I'm a mom to my dog and he hates me.
You did it right, Lindsay. That's what happens.
Yeah. I think, was it you that were like, you were like, he's the most patient dog with everybody else in the world, but the minute that I walk in a room, he'll just bite me. But like it'll take him a long time to get provoked by other people, right?
Yeah. Well,
I can just look at him and he's like, "You fucking bitch."
Yeah.
Oh, that's a chihuahua for you.
Yeah.
Anyways, motherhood and dogs.
It's for real, man. It's for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a thankless job over here for me.
Yeah. Well, motherhood is, Lindsay, so. That's what I've heard. I don't know. I'm not a mom either, so. Happy Mother's Day. Yeah. I love that story.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's all I got.
Well, I have a little bit of a research piece that I wanted to talk about. Cool. And so I also just wanted to like let you know that I had I have some experience with this as well.
What? All right.
Mm-hmm. So like just imagine that for a moment you could explore the furthest reaches of your consciousness, like beyond the boundaries of your everyday perceptions.
I'm scared there's aliens in there, but okay.
Oh, you know, we might get there. Yeah, and that's what the Gateway Experiences experience promises to do. And this program was created by the Monroe Institute in the 1970s with the goal of helping people tap into like different states of minds and consciousness and just expand their awareness. This was a CIA project.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I know. So the Gateway Experience is a series of exercises that use sound technology and meditation techniques to guide participants into altered states of consciousness. And the program is divided into six like waves, and each of which builds on the previous one. So the exercises are designed to help you focus your mind, relax your body, and explore new levels of awareness. And then at the heart of the Gateway Experience is the so-called Gateway State, which is a state of consciousness that the Monroe Institute claims can facilitate experiences of deep relaxation, expanded awareness, and spiritual insight. And to enter the state, you listen to specially designed audio tracks that use binaural beats to synthesize the activity of your brainwaves.
That's nuts.
That is really crazy, right?
Are you sure they're not just taking drugs? And, I like, mean, beating drums?
Okay, so, like, I'm sure that that experiment has been done.
Okay.
For sure. Like, that sounds like psychedelics to me. Like, psilocybin or something like that. Like, for sure, the government has used psilocybin in experiments like that. And I'm sure there's documents out there. I just need to look into it. That's a good topic to cover.
Hmm.
Yeah. But the Gateway Experience has like a darker side too. And it turns out the CIA was interested in this program and its potential application. Oh no, did you hear that? Huh. Sorry, folks. The potential applications for mind control. So in the 1980s, the agency reportedly funded research on the Gateway Experience through its Stargate program, it was aimed at exploring the use of psychic phenomena and other unconventional techniques for intelligence gathering.
Wow.
Yeah, and the details of the CIA involvement with the Gateway Experience are just shrouded in secrecy. And it's clear that the agency saw potential, but for its own purposes. And it is worth noting that the Monroe Institute has always maintained that the Gateway Experience is a tool for personal growth and self-exploration and not mind control. But despite the controversy surrounding the program, the Gateway Experience has attracted a devout following over the years, and many people who have completed the program report experiencing profound shifts in their consciousness and gaining a deep understanding of themselves and the world around them.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, the CIA fucking researched this, man. Isn't this insane?
It is. Yeah. And, like, I just want more of it.
I have more, like, to tell you, and I have really good news. So stay tuned. Stay tuned, you guys.
We go to commercial. Yeah. Do you remember the commercial we did when we were little? How you, it was the drops to get the stuff out of your teeth.
I don't. I think I remember making the noise.
Just two drops. Boink, boink.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Mm-hmm.
And your teeth are clear. That was the commercial. I was just trying to do it for old time's sake.
We must have fucking hated brushing our teeth.
Because we wanted to invent drops to get stuff out of our teeth instead.
How can we make our lives easier?
I think we just wanted to... Oh, we were very concerned about our appearance. Even if it didn't seem like we were, we were. We were just doing the best with what we had.
Okay.
And we were like, T-shirt with material sewed at the end of it that our mom made us for a dress. I'm trying my hardest. We were like, this is all we can do. We're so sorry.
It's the best you got.
My hair pulled back with a rubber band. It's all I got.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway.
Anywho, sorry. Okay.
I'm going to tell you about the Stargate program.
Okay.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about that. And the Stargate program was a classified research project that was funded by the CIA in the 1970s and the 1980s. And the program was designed to explore the use of psychic phenomena and other unconventional techniques for intelligence gathering, and was led by scientists and researchers from various government agencies and academic institutions.
Huh.
And then one of the areas of focus for the Stargate program was remote viewing, which is a form of extrasensory perception that involves the ability to perceive objects, people, or even events that are located outside the range of the five senses. So, like, remote viewers would typically be given a target, such as location or an object, and would then attempt to describe or visualize that target from a distance. I think there are fucking classes on how you can do this.
Yeah.
I always think that you would be really good at doing this.
You're so kind to me. Like, you even, I remember one time, like, you even thought that I should be nominated for some award for being, like, an amazing woman. Like, you just think I can do everything. Like, you're one of my biggest cheerleaders.
I just believe in you so hard, man.
You're so, like, sweet.
I do. I just feel like this would be so easy for you to do.
I'm just such an underachiever. I started a book that was, like, how to become psychic, and I was like, I'm going to be psychic. And then, like, I stopped reading it.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, it takes practice and shit. Yeah, so the CIA was interested in remote viewing and other psychic phenomena because they saw it as a potential means of gathering intelligence without the need for traditional methods of espionage or surveillance. The agency believed that if remote viewing could be reliably demonstrated, it could be used to gather information on enemy targets, foreign governments, and other sensitive subjects. And so the Stargate program reportedly conducted a number of experiences on remote viewing, some of which were carried out using participants who had also undergone training in the Gateway Experience at the Monroe Institute. Mm-hmm. The results of these experiments were controversial. Some researchers have claimed that they demonstrated that remote viewing is a real phenomenon that can be reliably demonstrated under certain conditions. But it's worth noting that the Stargate program was eventually shut down by the CIA in the 1990s, just due to lack of evidence that it was effective. And some critics have also accused the program of being a waste of taxpayer dollars and of promoting pseudoscientific beliefs.
Oh, pseudoscience. Soft science. That's a fun... Mm-hmm. That's a good debatable thing.
I know, right? Like,
I mean, talk whatever. We're not political on here, so.
We just defend, obviously, pseudoscience, right?
I wouldn't call it pseudoscience either.
Oh, yeah.
You can all get fucked.
since, like, society has labeled it as pseudoscience.
Yeah. Well, same thing with sociology. Mm-hmm. People are like, that's a soft science. And I'm like, you're a soft science. It's like the only thing I have to say. They don't think it's a real science.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatevs.
Yeah. But despite the criticisms, the Stargate program and its connection to the Gateway experience continue to be the subject of fascination for many people interested in the intersection of science and spirituality, which, like, totally that's where I come in. Like, I feel like that is, if I were to define my spirituality, it would be an intersection of science.
Oof. Oh, very cool. I can see that for you for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's like you 100%.
Yeah. It's so easy for me to read spirituality and science.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I'm going to be honest. A lot of the time, I mean, what you're talking about sounds really cool. And I kept picturing just the opening scene on Pineapple Express where he's smoking pot, like in a basement and they make it illegal.
Oh yeah.
I pictured that several times of them like testing this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. I just hit the microphone.
Oh, bummer, man.
I know. I also thought I unplugged something, but I didn't, everybody. So that we're going to keep the thud in. Oh, man.
So I told you that there is good news about this.
Oh, okay. Let's go. Are they bringing it back?
It's available right now for free YouTube.
Shut up. Did you do it?
Yes.
Did it work? It did.
Okay, so did it work? I think that yes, it did work. I had experiences that were paranormal to me.
Okay.
So I did this. And I did it for a while, and there's like different levels that you take, and there's like sounds that you make, and it's these binaural beats, one going into your left and one going into your right, and it's sending like signals and waves into your body, like, I don't know, creating a high vibration in you. And I mean that in the sense of like, we're vibrating, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I definitely got that. And, I got a lot of really cool visuals of why I was doing it, of like what this, like whenever I hear sound, I can associate like a movement with it.
Okay.
Or if I close my eyes, I can see color and shapes. Do you do that?
I don't know if I do. I don't know. I don't exactly understand your experience, so I would say I don't.
Okay. So I experienced that, and I also had like incredible dreams, and I also had like the worst dreams too.
Oh geez. Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah. But it was after that too, and I didn't finish the program because I don't think I just kept up with it, but I would love to try it again and keep up with it. But it was I actually decided, I believe it wasn't because I didn't keep up. I decided to stop for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I might have been having trouble sleeping.
That is crazy, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's really weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to look through my book, my journal, to see. I know I wrote down my dreams at some point in there whenever I was going through it. So I might look through it and see if it's something that is really cool. And if it is, I'll share it.
Yeah.
So anyways, whenever someone is using the Gateway Experience, they're guided through a series of exercises that are intended to help them achieve altered states of consciousness. Mm-hmm. And these exercises typically involve listening to audio tracks that use binaural beats to synchronize brainwave activity and induce deep relaxation. Wow. The gut is working tonight, folks.
Oh, shit. I didn't even hear anything.
That's been all night, man.
Really? Hey, yeah. I think you're gluten intolerant, man.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. I'm drinking wine.
Gluten.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think there's gluten in wine.
I don't know if there is. I'll look into that.
It's in beer. I think wine is safe.
I'll look into it. So, like, as the person begins to enter an altered state of consciousness, they may experience a range of sensations and perceptions. Some people report feeling a sense of weightlessness or floating, while others describe a feeling of expanding beyond their physical body. So,
okay.
Some also report seeing vivid visual or auditory hallucinations, as well as feeling a euphoria or profound peace.
Oh,
that's a big burp.
I mean, based on what I've heard, it sounds like doing shrooms.
It does, a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did people cry a lot? Is there crying? Did you cry a lot? Did you cry at all?
You know, I think I may have already been crying. Like, I don't know if this really induced anything additionally.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if it was because of this or not. It may have just been my circumstance.
Okay. Well, we won't know until I try.
Yeah. So there's also this key goal of the gateway experience, and that's to help people access a so-called gateway state, which is characterized by a highly synchronized and cohort pattern of brainwave activity. This state is said to facilitate a wide range of experiences, including enhanced creativity, improved problem-solving abilities, and deeper spiritual insights. And then, so I've got a couple of personal experiences in here. And I think that their names have been changed, though.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the personal accounts of the gateway experience are varied, with some people reporting profound and life-changing experiences, while others may not notice much of a difference. For example, some users report feeling a sense of connection to a higher power or greater understanding of the universe, while others report feeling more relaxed and focused. One personal account comes from a woman named Mary, who described her experience with the gateway experience as, I felt like I was transported to another world. I saw colors I'd never seen before and felt like I was part of something much bigger than myself. It was an incredibly profound experience, and it stayed with me forever. And then another one comes from a person named Tom, who said that the gateway experience helped him overcome a long-standing fear of public speaking. And so after going through the program, he felt much better and more confident and more relaxed when speaking in front of others. And he said it was like a weight had been lifted from his shoulders. And overall, the gateway experience appears to have the potential to offer like this wide range of benefits for those who are interested in exploring altered states of consciousness and expanding their awareness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you can do this for free on YouTube.
Yeah, that's amazing, dude.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it last, like, on the YouTube? On the YouTubes.
Okay, millennial.
That's how I said it. I know.
I can't remember. Oh. You know, I think it's at least an hour. It might go longer. I can't remember. I can look it up.
Is it, you know that band that you had me listen to, the like, the tribal type band?
Heilung?
I don't know if that's what they were called. I just know how
that
they
Viking
were dressed.
Band?
And yeah, it was like a Viking band. Yeah,
yeah, it's Heilung.
That mm-hmm. makes me think that that's what you're listening to on the YouTubes to reach this state. Is it like that?
It's not like that. Like, there's some parts in there. So,
I'm scared.
Well, I'm going to just say, like, my good friend told me. Because we were talking about psychedelics, and I was having some anxiety about it. And it was about, like, feeling the fear of being judged. And she was just like, yeah, but that's the thing about doing psychedelics, is that, like, you kind of overcome that anxiety. Like, in the moment, whenever you're doing it, you don't feel like that anymore.
Yeah, I'm scared of spooky shit.
Gotcha.
I'm scared something spooky is going to happen. Oh. Or, like, bad dreams. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm not...
Yeah, you might have bad dreams, because I had bad dreams.
Oh, I don't like bad dreams.
I know.
I have a really hard time with them. Oh, my God. I did good in my bad dream last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, because in my bad dream, I was like, what's wrong with you? Are you okay? Mm. And, like... And the person wasn't, and they were acting like feral. And I was like, okay, like I would just keep walking. Cause I was like, there's nothing I can do.
Oh my gosh.
But it was clear that I was being stalked.
Yeah.
What were you going to say? Tell me.
Oh, I just have this amazing suggestion for you. And maybe this will implant it in your mind, so that whenever you, if you have that dream again or something similar, you know, since you have compassion for it, try giving it a hug.
Oh, bless it. Okay, I will.
Yes. Oh, and tell me about it, girl.
That's a really good idea, dude.
Yeah, try it.
Well, everybody, it's been a lovely evening. But I think we've come to a stopping point.
Yeah, this one's going to take a while to edit.
Nah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, you know, if you want to talk to us about paranormal or strange stuff or stories, please do. We want to hear them, and we would like to share them as well. And you can send them to ihaveastrangestorypodcast@gmail.com or on any other platform that we're on. TikTok, Instagram.
Yeah. Facebook. And if you like what you hear, if you've made it
this
far,
there's more where that came from.
And share us with your gals. We would appreciate that. So that y'all can talk about us too. So, do that. And then also, if you feel like giving us a review, please do that. That really helps us. And give us a good review if you like. That would be even better. And regardless of your review, if you take a snapshot of it and you send it to our email address with your physical mailing address, we will mail you some stickers for free. Yeah. Because we love you. And
time equals money,
bye.
Baby.
Bye. I don't know. Oh, okay, bye. I think that's it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.